from across the spectrum of beats, 7 p.m. until the next decade in the spirit of collaboration. Tune into KGNU's New Year's Eve Party Mix starting at 7 p.m.
Five minutes in and we're already messing everything up. This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. You're listening to Highway 322, and this is the Boxing Day special. I always thought Boxing Day was when the relatives after Christmas got into boxing matches afterwards. But it's really putting the gifts in their boxes and cleaning up all the wrapping paper. I don't know. I think it's a cathartic day to vent your frustrations until the new year. That's my theory. Anyhow, I'm Desdemona Finch. You're listening to Highway 322. I'm hitting on some of the critically acclaimed folk and Americana artists you may not have heard of. These are people like, Rhiannon Gooden, who, gets genius grants. These are people that I didn't know about, some of them. And I hate ranking things, so I leave it to the professionals to kind of give me an idea. So I pick out some stuff that I've not really played that much or have not heard of. But we're going to start out with Buddy and Julie Miller. Finally got an album out. And I think it made it on the Paste magazine top, blah, 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 blah. Which is good. It doesn't matter. I just love them anyhow. So here we go. This is Breakdown at 20th Avenue South. Buddy and Julie Miller here on KGNU.
in my pocket, I'm a wild horse pawn at the crack dinner. Stoplight turning and a long white Lincoln goes screaming by the baseline lingers. It's hot as the devil, the rubber and the metal black. Smell of something burning. I never did wrong, I never did gamble till the day you called me worthless. In my pocket, I'm a fuse box sparking in the summer grass. I'm a hooded figure, a crazy killer. I'm a dead man walking on the overpass. It's hot as the devil, the asphalt melting, the sweat, wet smell of danger. I never did wrong, I never was tempted till the day you named my anger. Down rocket in a cloud of smoke. My fists are clenched, my whole body tense. My mouth screwed up, my eyes half closed. It's hot as the devil, the screaming kettle, the baseline slowly burning. I never did wrong, I was kind and careful till the day you called me worthless.
Trip to come.
Just in case you haven't had enough Christmas music, here's the beautiful Robert Earl Keane.
Mom got drunk and
he's
going to
be in town.
Drunk.
I think he's going to be in Denver in February.
At our Christmas party.
He's always fun. Anyhow,
we were drinking,
this is Highway 322, the Boxing Day edition, which is always a great time in the family. I always feel that I get my anxieties out after the big buildup to Christmas and Hanukkah. And then I do things like, I don't know, I had a humidifier that was acting up on me today. And it's an elephant humidifier. And it apparently has incontinence because it leaks. But if you keep it on there, if you leave it on and a very small thing, it won't do that. But today, it would not cooperate with me. So I threw it. I broke it. I killed it. And then I was so angry that I threw it at this plant. It just went everywhere. Dirt all over my living room. It even got out into my deck because I opened the door. And then I was like, I felt so much better. I did. It's just shocking. So anyhow, Boxing Day. You're supposed to be putting things in boxes, but I always thought it was kind of a day of violence. That's bad. Anyhow, you just heard from Lola. It has been making quite a... she's been doing very well this year. She's nominated for Americana blah 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 award for Best New Artist. She's from Bristol, England. And she came to Nashville to record Walk Through Fire, her debut album, I think it is. I think she has another one before that. And then the title track that you just heard, just a great artist, great singer, just really interesting stuff. And before that, Anna Tivol, off her album The Question. It's a tune called Worthless. Yeah, she's out of Portland, Oregon, I think. The Pacific Northwest, she is. I mean, I can't, you know. And before that, Esther Rose out of New Orleans. You can tell she has a little New Orleans in her music. Off her album, You Made It This Far, Sex and Magic. And we started all off, Buddy and Julie Miller with their first album in like 10 years. Breakdown on 20th Avenue, and that was a tune called the title tune, the track, whatever. Breakdown on 20th Avenue South. And there we go. Up next, we got some Hayes Carl. Hayes Carl's had a pretty good year this year. Has an album called What It Is and got married to Alison Moyer. I mean, I hate her. I really do, you know. And he's the guy that Steve Earle talked about in one of his songs. He's not even as good a songwriter as I am. But, you know, I'm sorry, Steve. I'd take Hayes over you. No offense. Your 20 marriages might be part of the problem there. But, you know, can you blame the girl? No, she has an album out, too, called Blood, about her. And then she has a memoir about her parents who just, I didn't realize how tragic her life was. But her parents, her daddy who killed her mommy and then made her an orphan with her sister Shelby Lynn. Wow. It's so, take a listen to that. It just came out a few months ago. Anyhow, I'm going to feature her hubby, her new hubby, Hayes Carl. Here's a song called American Dream. Here on KGNU.
I lit the fire, poured out the bottle, asked the moonlight what it might have seen. If it answered, I can't remember. I fell down into the American dream. Been too long in the devil's workshop, so I'm driving the backbone to change the scenery. Here come the horses through purgatory. They fell down into the American dream. Summertime sunshine, shine on. Story, love and glory, gold and green.
paycheck. Nowhere, no how, no one, nothing was not made of fact. Hey, 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 no, no, no.
Send a score for your praying, right gut for your pain. Granddaddy's a local one, ain't he one? He's working for the union. A wise woman told me, memories you can choose in. This is my
You're listening to KGNU Highway 322. It's the Boxing Day edition, and dear listeners, don't worry, I'm over my little freak out. I got a really nice email from Bonnie making sure that I knew I needed to express my anger not through objects but beating your pillow, which is great. But I was very happy up to the holiday. And I don't know, today was just, everything went to hell. Oh, whatever. Whatever. And I want to thank Rick for sending me a little email, too. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. Listen to Hayes Carl's part of his album, his new album, his latest album, his 2019 album. And before that, you heard Kelsey Walden, who, if you don't know her, she is an up-and-coming, or maybe more, people know who she is in Nashville. That's off her album White Noise, White Lines, Kentucky 1988. She is one of the first signings on, first new artist signing on John Prine's label, Oh Boy, in years. Which says a lot. He has great taste. I mean, he used to have R.B. Morris, who I just love. Who hasn't put out, man, I don't know. He's a poet, so he has things to do. You know. Whatever. Before that, we had Amy Rigby, All I Want, off her album, A One-Way Ticket to My Life. She hasn't put anything out for a while. She works with her husband, Rick Lazarek, now a lot. But she put out a book about her life. It's fascinating. I knew her little brother. He used to play guitar in the basement of my house in D.C. Fantastic guitar player, producer. And, you know, Amy Rigby is fantastic. I always like her. That's a lot of her old demos along with the book. Kind of cool. She's a really good writer. Writes these very wry, very cynical kind of songs that are fabulous. And before that, we had Kevin Morby off his album, Oh My God. That was a title called No, that was a track called No Halo. Before that, some Julia Jacklin off her album, Crushing Head Alone. And to top it off, we had some Hayes Carl with American Dream off What It Is. And you're listening to something by him right now off What It Is. And up next, here's a word from one of our lovely underwriters.
Support comes from the Longmont Museum, presenting the exhibit Ruckus Rodeo, Pop Art and Cowboy Culture, featuring the work of pop artist Red Grooms and including a kids' corral of hands-on rodeo activities through January 5th. More information at longmontmuseum.org.
And you're listening to Highway 322. We have about 20 minutes until we have Jack Rummel, until, you know, Sanity comes back. And he'll have an exciting show like he always does. And up next, here's some Dory Freeman. She's from Galax, Virginia. If you ever know where they have that big Galax fiddle festival, you should go out there and check that out. All the fiddle freaks love that place. And she's a country musician, country star. I guess a country star, I don't know, Americana star. And she's up and coming. She has a voice like Laura Cantrell meets Linda Ronstadt. This song reminds me of Blue Bayou. I don't know why, but it does. It's called All I Ever Wanted, off her latest, Every Single Star, here on KGNU.
smoke there around you. Worldly desires, ripened fruit on the vine, rot in the heat unused. Any day now, you could go.
Watching us get married to the immensity. The orchid in the canyon is the one for me.
And you're listening to Highway 322.
There's something wrong with that.
Sorry, we're having, I don't know. Anyhow, you just heard from Karen Dahlstrom. She's the low end of a band called Bobtown that's is out of Brooklyn. And she also has an EP out. She comes out with one every 8 years with some of her other music. That was Cottonmouth Blues off of it's off of No Man's Land, the EP. Before that, Bill Callahan, he used to go under the name moniker Smog, off his latest, it's Watch Me Get Married off of the Shepherd in a Sheepskin Vest. And before that, some Joan Shelley out of Louisville, Kentucky. or you might call it Louisville, or out here we call it Louisville. It's off our album, Like the River Loves the Sea, any day now. And then we started all off with Dory Freeman out of Galax, Virginia, with Every Single Star off the album Every Single Star, All I Ever Wanted. And I'm about ready to leave, and Jack Rommel has a special show tonight, as usual. It's called Rags and Headlines from 1919. So stay tuned. Up next, we got some more stuff here. This is from Better Oblivion Community Center. It's Connor Oberst and Phoebe Bridgers. Here's a tune called Big Black Heart here on KGNU.
Support comes from BoulderCountyHealthCareCoverage.org, reminding you that open enrollment for healthcare insurance begins on Saturday, December 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and that Boulder County Health Coverage Guides are available to help you protect yourself and your family. Assistance is open to the public, confidential, and available in both English and Spanish. More information at BoulderCountyHealthCoverage.org.
Selling an unwanted vehicle can be a hassle, but donating it to KGNU couldn't be easier. Simply provide a clean title, and we'll take care of the pickup and donation receipt. To get started, call 1-844-KGNU-CAR or visit kgnu.org.
Seeking an unusual holiday present? Advance tickets are now on sale for KGNU and CFCZ's annual Mardi Gras. Saturday, February 1st at the Avalon Ballroom in Boulder. Music from original Zydeco hipster Curly Taylor, a costume contest, Cajun food, spirits, Voodoo Alley, and a dance lesson are all part of the festivities. Early bird tickets of just $25 available now through December 31st at kgnu.org.
Time is 8 o'clock. You are listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Ragtime America. Well, welcome to KGNU's Old Grass and New Grass. My name is Jack. I will be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And unfortunately, I had a special theme song queued up on one of our turntables. It's called the 1919 Rag, and we are featuring rags and headlines of 1919 tonight. But I can't get the turntable to fire. So we'll just go right on without it. What were some of the headlines of 1919? Well, the biggest one, January 6th, Theodore Roosevelt, the 26th president of the United States, died in his sleep at the age of 60. But this is the one that caught my eye. January 15th, the Boston Molasses Disaster. A wave of molasses released from an exploding storage tank swept through Boston, killing 21 and injuring 150. So why not play one of the popular tunes from 1919? Here is the Sugar Blues.